You are listening to Prepare the Way of the Lord, an Advent devotional. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Jesus said, "I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. If I alone bear witness about myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who bears witness about me, and I know that the testimony that he bears about me is true. You sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. Not that the testimony that I receive is from man, but I say these things so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But the testimony that I have is greater than that of John. For the works that the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I'm doing, bear witness about me that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself borne witness about me. His voice you've never heard, his form you have never seen, and you do not have his word abiding in you, for you do not believe the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me, yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life. I do not receive glory from people, but I know that you do not have the love of God within you. I've come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe when you receive glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, on whom you have set your hope. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote of me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" Here ends the reading. The Lord had just been speaking about death and resurrection, and the fact that those who would hear the voice of the Son of Man would be resurrected, come out of their tombs, and have life, while those who would not, those who had done evil, would face resurrection to judgment. John chapter 5, verses 24 to 29. Immediately after, in our reading before, Jesus speaks about believing in him, having life in him, and bearing witness to him, as did John the Baptizer. The Lord is presenting the difference between believing in him and doubting, between bearing witness to him and not bearing witness. Interesting then that today is the commemoration of Saint Thomas the Apostle, often remembered as Doubting Thomas. After Jesus' resurrection, it was Thomas who would only believe if he could see the nail marks in Jesus' hands and feet, and place his fingers in the wound in the Lord's side. This experience of Thomas needing physical proof is in stark contrast to all who would come after the apostles, not able to touch Jesus as did Thomas, but having to believe my words. John the forerunner bore witness to the truth and was a burning and shining lamp. As we hear the words of the Lord and believe, we too are called to let our light so shine before others so that they may see our good works and glorify our Father. Matthew 5:16. These dark days of Advent, on this, the day of the winter solstice, let us believe Jesus and his words, and let us be burning and shining lamps. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, let your light shine in and through me to bring hope to others. Amen. A suggested Advent action today: speak a word of hope and light to someone today.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.